Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And dry Saturday, highs of 86, 88 on Sunday. And then we wrap up the Memorial Day weekend with highs of 88 and more humidity. The nation still stunned by what happened in Uvalde, Texas, and as a parent, I just can't imagine wrapping your mind, especially when I go back to when my kid was in fourth grade, now 25 years old, so big difference, but a teacher in the school, so it does still have my, in a school, so it does still have my attention. Jillian Peterson joins us now, professor of criminology at Hamline University, president of the Violence Project. Good morning, Jillian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I think we all are okay. I'm not going to try to demean anybody's feelings here or diminish them, but you think you know what it's like to be a parent, but you really don't until you have kids of your own. And that's not to say that you can't feel terrible about what happened, but as a parent, it hits you especially hard. We always want to do something to prevent this, and I think before you can fix a problem, you have to identify it. And you guys have kind of done some research to show some commonalities as it relates to school shootings, Jillian?
Yeah, we have. And I hear you on being a parent. I have three kids, and actually one of them is in fourth grade. So this one has just been really gutting.
Wow.
So we have been studying the life histories of perpetrators of these types of shootings. We've studied 180 mass shootings going back about 50 years. And then we've actually also done interviews. We've interviewed perpetrators who are in prison who have done this. We've interviewed their parents and their siblings and their old preschool teachers, really just trying to figure out what does this pathway to violence look like for people who do these horrific things. Because once we understand that, then we can start building ways to stop this from happening.
That is the first common sense thing I have heard since this happened with the guests that we've had, because it's just, to me, Jillian, it's so obvious, and I'm not trying to, you know, in any way demean your work or anything like that, but it's like, obviously, and the way my brain works is, well, if we're going to solve a problem, let's identify the problem, let's look for commonalities, and then let's go from there if we're going to really craft a solution, or if there can be a solution crafted to fix this or to prevent it. What have you learned? What have we learned from people that have done this before, and are there any markers that can really be spotted ahead of time as opposed to looking back?
Sure. I'll try to summarize it. So we published a book this fall called The Violence Project, How to Stop a Mass Shooting Epidemic, where we really dig deep into sort of these stories. But the brief overview is that perpetrators start out, they come from households where there's a lot of violence in the home, sexual abuse, physical abuse. Coming out of that, they grow up pretty isolated and alone. They become very depressed. Many of them attempt suicide multiple times. They're hopeless. A lot of self-hate. And then we see that self-hate kind of flip and go outwards, right? One perpetrator's sister said he went from saying, "What's wrong with me?" to saying, "What's wrong with everybody else? And whose fault is this?" And so they pick a target, whether that's a racial group or women or a religious group or children at their elementary school. They pick a target. Many of them get radicalized online, spend time in chat groups where that hate is really validated. Many of them study other perpetrators. And this is meant to be something that is watched and witnessed. It's meant to go viral. So there's a lot of planning. The other key thing is a lot of them leak their plans, especially for school shooters. 80% tell other people they're planning and thinking about this, which is a really key intervention point. And then, of course, they're able to access weapons to carry it out.
In terms of leaking, is there a reason that they do that, that they want authorities to go back retroactively and say, we should have known, and they're toying with the authorities? Or is it a, you know, I'm not trying to sound cliche here, some kind of plea for help where they kind of want to be stopped? There's a little bit of a sense of right or wrong between them, or is there any correlation that you've determined?
So this was a question we did a big study on last year, because we were trying to figure out, is this kind of, like you described, toying with the authorities, this kind of sort of taunting people part of the buildup, or is this a cry for help? And so we did a big study and looked at what predicted leakage, and the big predictors were suicidality and counseling and all these mental health risk factors, that it really did seem like in some ways it actually is wanting to be stopped, kind of this one last ditch effort to tell people about it. There's really no reason to tell other people. I mean, a lot of the recent shooters have been telling teachers and school counselors, right? There's really no reason to do that unless part of you does want to be stopped. So it's about teaching everyone, really, how to respond to that leakage and what the intervention should be.
Yeah, I saw a story here that a couple of teenagers from Uvalde back in 2018, arrested for conspiracy to commit murder after after an investigation that showed they had planned a mass shooting. And I guess in this case, law enforcement was able to identify the threat and stop it beforehand. I don't know who was involved here, and I don't know if that had anything to do with this one, and I would never speculate about that. It was Morales Junior High, and that wasn't the school, of course, where this took place. It was Robb Elementary. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. Jillian Peterson is our guest, professor of criminology at Hamline University, president of the Violence Project. They've done a lot of study in a previous mass shootings and commonalities, and what can the data tell us about preventing this type of thing in the future? And before you start throwing solutions at a problem, first thing you do is identify the problem, and that's what she's in the process of. 7:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, still upset about the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, as I think a lot of us are, and we're talking to Jillian Peterson, professor of criminology at Hamline University and president of the Violence Project, and the book, I guess you can get at all the usual outlets, Doc?
Yep, anywhere you can buy books.
And I'm looking forward to reading that. So what would you advise law enforcement to do to prevent this kind of thing from happening? What have you learned if you were to be sitting across from a group of police chiefs and school administrators? What would you tell them? Would you give them a list of things or things to watch for? How do you even start to fix this problem and address it, prevent it?
Yeah, you know, one thing that we've learned is that these acts, these horrific murders, are also suicides. So they're intended to be this perpetrator's final act. They go in and they do this, and there's no escape plan ever. So I think that suicidality is actually a really big warning sign. We know that perpetrators, they study, especially the young school shooters, they're studying other shooters before them. Many of them get kind of obsessed with studying previous shooters. So that becomes a big warning sign. But anytime somebody is saying something threatening, interested in mass shootings, even if they're saying it's a joke or when confronted, it's really important to take it seriously. And in some ways, law enforcement, you know, they only have so many tools in their tool belt. They can't arrest somebody for something they haven't done, right? They can check and see, is this a real concern? Are there guns? And see if there's something they can do. But then it really goes back to the school and having those systems in place so the school knows how to connect that kid with what they need and continually to follow up. So it's really about those partnerships and those systems.
Yeah, you mentioned chat rooms or whatever they call it, or websites and echo chambers and stirring up hate and so forth. And I can understand that as it relates, I'm not condoning it at all, but I can understand the concept of how somebody could get involved in that as it relates to the Buffalo shooting at the store. But when it comes to just slaughtering 10-year-olds or fourth graders, how in the world would that even apply here? I don't know how you could. How can you hate somebody that's 10 years old? I'm not getting that.
Yeah, So it's actually, these are very rare to target. Perpetrators typically target their own school. So typically their hate is at their classmates or their teachers, and that's where they're kind of directing it. So that's 90% of the time perpetrators target their own school. Targeting an elementary school, I mean, I don't get it, and I study this, right? So I don't think we know yet why he chose that location or what that location represents to him. Typically, perpetrators choose a location that represents their kind of grievance with the world. But I don't understand why you target fourth graders.
Would it surprise you if he was obsessed with Sandy Hook, that would play a role in this?
Yeah, certainly that would play a role. We'll see if that's true. I mean, it could be that sort of fame and notoriety seeking. When you do something this awful, the headlines are bigger and you really stop the country in their tracks. It's a form of kind of terrorism, right, to spread that type of fear. So that could be the motivation, but I think we'll learn more.
Name of the project is the name of the book, rather, The Violence Project, How to Stop a Mass Shooting Epidemic. You can get it at all the usual outlets. I look forward to reading it. Thank you, Dr. Jillian Peterson, professor at criminology, Hamline University, president of The Violence Project. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about legislative session right now, 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.